You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Do not let a spinal cord injury get in the way of achieving your goals, and that includes expressing yourself through ballroom dancing. Cheryl Angelilli has done exactly that. Cheryl is leading the growth of para dance in this country, helping others who live with physical impairment discover this sport. And coming up this weekend is the first introductory course in para dance to be held in the Americas, happening at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio, Bloomfield Hills. That's where Cheryl trains. And Cheryl Angelilli is with us now, along with owner of the studio, Evan Mountain. It's great to have you both with us. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you
for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think full disclosure, Cheryl and I worked together back a few years ago when Cheryl was an intern at the
yes.
WKBD-TV newsroom. Kind of take us back, Cheryl, for a little bit of history. Mm-hmm. Your spinal cord injury happened in 1983. How did that happen?
I was 14 years old at the time, and I was a competitive swimmer, and I was training for a competition, and our coach had us doing a new type of dive, and he put a rope in front of the starting blocks, which he had never done before, and someone had jumped over the rope and kind of gotten a rope burn, so when I got up to the starting block, I jumped a little bit higher than I normally would off the starting block and came down that much faster and hit my head at the bottom of the pool. And of course, in the 1980s, the starting blocks were in the shallow end of the water, so it was only in 3.5 feet of water. So immediately when I tried to come to the surface of the water, I knew something was terribly wrong. It was like someone had flipped a light switch and I had lost all feeling, all movement, all sensation.
From where? Where down?
From my neck down. Okay. I'm paralyzed from my neck down. I have, I'm considered a quadriplegic, and most people, when they see me, they don't understand that I'm a quadriplegic because I'm using my arms, but it's my hands. So from the wrist down, I don't have a grip. So my fingers and my hand function are also paralyzed.
And you got your degree in communications.
I did.
And then you went on to work for the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. And you went back to competitive swimming in 1998 after 15 years. Tell us how you wound up faring.
I did. As you mentioned, I was working in communications, and I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta in 1996, and it was the first time that I saw the Paralympics. You know, I'd heard about the Paralympics, but to be there and experience it, I knew that this was my chance to realize my childhood athletic dreams, and I got back in the pool. And in fact, right when we were in Atlanta in 1996, I made the goal. I said, the next time the Paralympics come around in 2000, I'm going to be on the swim team. And it was a lofty goal, but by the time 2000 had rolled around, I was one of the top 10 swimmers in the world and made with my first Paralympic team in Sydney, Australia, and had the opportunity to go back three more times to represent the United States in Athens in 2004 and Beijing in 2008. And I have four Paralympic medals as a result of it.
Gold and silver at the IPC World Championships in 2010, as well as those two silvers at the Paralympic Games in Beijing. So once a competitor, always a competitor.
That's right. Everything in my house is competitive. We can't even play Scrabble without it being competitive.
So what led you to wheelchair ballroom dancing? When and how did that happen?
I retired after 16 years of Paralympic swimming in 2014. And as you can imagine, it left this huge void in my life. And I always said to my teammates, when I retire from Paralympic swimming, I would love to do wheelchair ballroom dancing. I came back to the United States and really found it difficult to find a studio or an instructor because no one really knew what to do with me. And so I really didn't think about it for a while. And a woman who happened to see me speaking at an engagement started following me on social media. She saw a post from the Fred Astaire Studio in Bloomfield Hills that they had an instructor that was trained in ballroom, wheelchair ballroom dancing, and was looking for someone who would like to come to their studio and try.
Evan, describe para dance to us.
Well, para dance is a huge sport over in Europe. It is ballroom dancing, which includes, you know, smooth dances and rhythm dances, faster dances and the more beautiful waltzes and tangos and such. Usually it's a standing individual and someone in a wheelchair. Now, the important part, though, is that the person in the wheelchair is dancing. They're not just being pulled around, and that's why this training program that we're going to be doing this coming up weekend is so very important, that instructors know the proper way of working with somebody in a wheelchair and how to make it look like a dance that you would see on Dancing with the Stars.
So my partner and I, we compete in the combi class, which is what Evan said, a standing partner and a seated partner. But they also have a duo classification where both participants are in a wheelchair. So there's two different types of classes. So it's really beautiful to watch. If you ever get a chance to Google it or something like that, there's amazing videos out there. It's really something special to watch.
Now, have you competed? And if so, how have you fared?
We have. So last year was our first time that we went to our first international Paralympic competition. I didn't realize that it was the last competition before World Championships. They had like 90 couples from 17 different countries there. So it was a little intimidating because all of these people, when I first started dancing, these were the people I watched on YouTube to learn from and to watch. So I was very starstruck when I got there. And once I calmed down and realized, okay, you know, get my game face on, we got a silver medal in freestyle and we made it to finals in standard where we got fourth. After that competition, we were ranked third in the world in freestyle. So it was very exciting, but it's very costly to go and we don't have a sponsor. So hopefully we'll find a sponsor and we'd like to go to another competition this year.
But it's clear, Evan, you had gotten onto this. You were looking for someone. That's how Cheryl found you. What led you to open up the Fred Astaire Dance Studio to para dancing?
My wife and I started our studio 13 years ago. And because I'm not able to find enough ballroom dancers or instructors here in the United States, I started bringing instructors in from overseas. Had this one instructor who had happened to tell me he was trained in wheelchair ballroom dancing. And that was really my first exposure to it. And that's where I put a post on Facebook, which happened to reach a friend of Cheryl's who then passed it on to Cheryl. And we talked. And, you know, when she told me her story, and she told me that she missed dancing more than walking. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to do something.
And so for this training, this introductory course that you're doing this weekend, is it really aimed at getting more instructors?
That's the goal. Actually, Cheryl and I have talked a lot is that here in America, wheelchair ballroom dancing or para dance sport is at its infancy. And Detroit is actually becoming the epicenter for it. We don't have enough dancers, wheelchair dancers here in the United States to have a competition. Okay. And that's what the Paralympic Committee saw is that in order for it to grow here in the United States, they needed to have teachers. So we've reached out. We have this program. And there's about 23 instructors from all over the United States, all the way from Minnesota to Texas to Florida to New England that are coming here this weekend to be trained properly in how to teach. And hopefully we'll give them enough knowledge to take that back to their studios, start programs in their cities.
I get so many people who reach out to me on social media and they see my posts and my videos and they ask, like, you know, where can I go to learn? And right now there's limited resources because I really don't want to send them to just any dance studio because there really is a proper way to work with these individuals. You know, you could easily hurt somebody or if you don't know what you're doing. So I really believe that, you know, by training more teachers, we'll open up the opportunities and possibilities for more people to get involved in the sport.
You're planting seeds.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
But at the same time, we should note that you've been hosting monthly dance mobility programs at the Fred Astaire Studio.
Through the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan Foundation, they have been supporting this program so that we can offer it free of charge to individuals with disabilities. So the program started in 2015. We started with a wheelchair ballroom dance program. In 2016, we started a program for amputees who use a prosthetic. And this year, I'm really excited because we're working with the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. We've now done stroke survivors. We're doing a class for stroke survivors. So it just gets bigger and bigger, and our classes are full every month. You know, a lot of adaptive sports that are out there, it's something that you do individual. Basketball is an individual sport. Hands legging is an individual sport. This is something that you can do with your partner or your friend, something that you can do together. So I think that's another thing that people really like about it.
Now, we try to do it the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. So our next one, I think, is on July 7th, and it runs from 11 o'clock to 12:30.
What do you want to say, Cheryl, to those who are living with a spinal cord injury or other physical challenge and learning to cope with this disability that has entered their lives, especially the people at the beginning of this journey?
You know, I always tell people that my life changed when I had a disability, but it didn't stop. You know, life can still be beautiful and wonderful. And, you know, so many people come up to me and they ask me, may I ask you, you know, what happened to you? What is your story? And they always say, oh, I'm so sorry. And I say, don't be sorry. I have a wonderful, full and rewarding life. And that's just the message that, you know, life doesn't stop. I was very young. I could have chosen to be miserable and to stop living. Instead, you know, I don't even look at my disability. To me, it's just a minor inconvenience that I deal with every single day, and just to live every life to the fullest, every minute.
Para dancer Cheryl Angelilli and Evan Mountain, owner of the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Bloomfield Hills. Thank you to both of you for joining us. And to learn more about the dance mobility program at Fred Astaire Studio in Bloomfield Hills, just head to michiganradio.org.